Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the problems in Buffalo relating to the weather and relating to looters. We will get to that. Despite the problem with Southwest Airlines all over the country. I don't know if you regularly fly Southwest, but probably there are going to be many fewer people who do. What happens with that, we will find out. We also have a leading Democrat in the House of Representatives who says that the greatest danger to the United States and our democratic spirit is the Electoral College. Really? We talking about a change in the Constitution? And there is actually a report that talks about the millions of people who have left the United States because things are supposed to be so terrible in our country. The headline in the Washington Post, why have millions of Americans moved to these countries instead? Which countries instead? Well, mostly Mexico. Yep. Canada. Israel. Germany, and the United Kingdom. So what's the dirty little secret in this big report about Americans leaving America? We will tell you. And there is also, speaking about democracy in danger, a new report on just how close our last election was. How very, very close for the House, for the Senate, for the governorships all across the country. And how the closeness of our elections show that far from being dead, democracy is actually alive and well in the United States. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Here is the comment by Jamie Raskin, who is a congressman from Maryland. He was one of the leaders of the impeachments, plural, of President Trump, and then a leader on the January 6th committee. And he appeared over the weekend on CBS News' Face the Nation. And here is what he had to say. Listen.
When you say the institutions held, they did hold just barely. The truth is that we need to continually be renovating and improving our institutions.
How so?
Well, I think that the Electoral College now, which has given us five popular vote losers as president in our history, twice in this century alone, has become a danger, not just to democracy, but to American people. It was a danger on January 6th. There's so many curving byways and nooks and crannies in the Electoral College that there are opportunities for a lot of strategic mischief. We should elect the president the way we elect governors, senators, mayors, representatives, everybody else. Whoever gets the most votes wins.
Okay, what he is saying is so profoundly misleading. The idea that, yes, because of the existence of the Electoral College and because of the existence of the 12th Amendment and the way that in 1824, John Quincy Adams won the presidency over Andrew Jackson, despite the fact that John Quincy Adams actually had fewer electoral votes in the Electoral College and fewer popular votes as well. A real scandal. And then, of course, there's Grover Cleveland's middle race for president. He ran for president three times. He never won an actual majority of the popular vote. He did win pluralities of the popular vote all three times he ran. But one time, Benjamin Harrison. But honestly, could you get a grip, please, Congressman Raskin? Because of your concern about the majority of those cases where somebody won the presidency despite losing in the popular vote, and that in those cases that you're talking about, they are, for the most part, the majority of them, involving Benjamin Harrison and John Quincy Adams and Rutherford Burchard Hayes concerning those presidents. They're 19th century presidents, for God's sake. And the idea that we had two very close elections that were run by Republicans, despite the fact that the Democrats got more popular votes. Yes, that happens, but that's a reflection of the system that exists in the Constitution. The other thing is that if Congressman Raskin is talking about the Democrats focusing on the year ahead in trying to revise the Constitution, here's a little hint. To pass a constitutional amendment, to change the Electoral College, to get rid of it, to have a pure popular vote, as Jamie Raskin seems to want, would require three-quarters of the state legislatures, of the 50 state legislatures, three-quarters of both houses of the legislature and three-quarters of the states to approve that constitutional amendment. That will not happen because there are too many small states that would be totally ignored if it weren't for the fact that the Electoral College works in the way it does. Does the Electoral College, in effect, give small states more influence and more power and more consideration than those small states would receive if everything was done according to just the popular vote totals? Sure. But the idea that that makes American elections not competitive, or it sets up a lock, or it undermines our democracy, there's a very important piece, and it's from CNN, and it's acknowledgement by Harry Enten that he issued this week, and he says, an examination of the data reveals that 2022 was a historically close election in a historically divided era. Post-election, neither party dominates. Republicans have maintained the thinnest majority of governorships, 52%, and House seats, 51%. Democrats will control the Senate with a bare majority, 51% of the seats. It's not unusual for any one of these governorships, House seats, or Senate seats to be narrowly split. After all, we've just had 2 years in which each party has held 50 Senate seats. What is unusual is to have all three be so closely divided. By my count, this is apparently the first time since the popular election of senators, 1914, when neither party will hold more than 52% of either governorships, House seats, or Senate seats. We haven't had a presidential election in which the popular vote was decided by double digits since 1984. That was when Reagan ran for his second term. By the way, Reagan won his first term with 51%. And the reason he won by a bigger margin, he won by 7 points, is because there was a third-party candidate, John Anderson. In any event, he goes on and he says, the largest margin in the House popular vote since 1984 was the nearly 11-point win Democrats notched in the 2008 election at the very end of the Bush presidency. In fact, the last time the House popular vote margin was 11 points or more was 4 years ago, in 1982. We haven't seen such a string of close results in the House popular vote in 200 years. Okay, this is worth noting. Why? Because it's one of those things that people say is broken in America. I would say that having competitive elections where you don't have one party that predominates and one party that imposes its will, where you actually are forced into negotiating, working together, making progress together, this is not a sign of American decay. It is a sign of American vitality. And as a matter of fact, in terms of people coming to the United States, as opposed to people leaving the United States, there's another sign of American vitality. Despite the Washington Post running a headline about millions of Americans moving away from the United States and going to other countries, the actual truth about those movements of population, we will get to that. Also, movements of population here from, say, California to Florida. Why? Coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Your cultural crusader.
At where this is going.
All across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Okay, so the question is this going? Where are we going? What does the change that occurred in the year 2022 mean for the year 2023 coming up? And what does it mean for us and the future of the country that most Americans dearly love. By the way, just to put this in perspective, since we're talking about the millions of people, and there are millions, but when there are millions, it's like 2 or 3 million. It's like 1% of Americans who live abroad. And many of them temporarily, many of them on student visas, some of them serving in the military abroad. We will get to that when it comes to the trends in the United States. The Gallup organization, which polls everything, has made a list of the 10 most momentous shifts in public opinion in the U.S. this year. Pretty interesting. Number one, confidence in U.S. institutions down, average hits a new low. All-time low. Number two, a record low 38%, extremely proud to be Americans. Number three, confidence in U.S. Supreme Court sinks to historic low. Americans less optimistic about next generation's future. Record low in the U.S. say it's a good time to buy a house. Media confidence ratings at record lows, which is pretty incredible. I mean, we haven't heard recently President Trump indicting the fake news or the media conspiracy against him, but still, record low in U.S. have confidence in our mass media. And then belief in God dips to 81%. A new low. Okay, see, I just want to call foul on this one, because when they say belief in God dips to 81%, doesn't that sound a little bit encouraging to those of us who are religious believers, that they're actually 81% of people who tell a pollster, yeah, I believe in God. And by the way, the majority of those people pray. Even if they may not be members of a church or a synagogue. And then there's also early voting higher than in past U.S. midterms. Okay, there's a trend toward early voting. A large part of this, of course, has to do with we've come about doing things earlier or less according to schedule, less in person, because of the pandemic and because of dealing with all the lockdowns and the restrictions and the working at home. And frankly, early voting and mail-in voting, I don't think it inherently tilts to the left or to the right. It tilts to the left right now, maybe, because so many people on the right have condemned that kind of mail-in voting. I don't see why. It's a terrible mistake to do that, and a number of leading Republicans have made that point, that since there are a lot of people who are going to vote by mail anyway, there are states like Oregon and Washington where there's almost entirely voting by mail. Condemning it, you're alienating potential voters unnecessarily. In any event, there are only two things of these 10 major changes in public opinion that they consider to be positives. And the two things are the same-sex marriage support reaches a new high of 71%, okay? And then also U.S. approval of labor unions at the highest point since 1965. And why would that be exactly? What have labor unions done so well? Well, for one thing, they helped, with the help of the Biden administration, avoid a crippling railroad strike. That didn't happen. But what all this leads to is another Gallup number, which has gotten a lot of people upset during the year 2022. 15% of Americans say they want to leave the country permanently under the right conditions, and that they would consider expatriating under the right conditions. 15% of Americans is pretty big. So that's why they have this article, why have millions of Americans moved to these countries instead? Mexico is a main target. More Americans who have left the United States are actually living in Mexico. And here's what the Washington Post acknowledges right after reporting about the 15% who want to leave the United States. Remember the old slogan, to love it or leave it? Had a waving American flag. That was during the 60s. So, again, there are some people who are leaving. But only a small fraction of Americans, reports the Post, have actually taken the plunge, data show. And an even tinier minority leave the United States for political reasons, according to migration scholar Amanda Klikowski von Koppenfels. Okay, here is the deal. While the United States is the top destination by far for immigrants worldwide, hosting about three times as many immigrants as the runners-up Germany and Saudi Arabia, why do you think people are immigrating to Saudi Arabia, so many of them? Answer, because of the economy, because there are jobs there. They're building stuff. The United States is the top destination for immigrants, but in terms of sending immigrants abroad, the United States ranks 26th. Just one American immigrates, leaves the country for every six Indians who do leave India, or four Mexicans who do. We're 26th among all the countries in the world, even though we're one of the most populous countries in the world, in terms of people leaving the country. And in fact, the United Nations and World Bank collect data on foreign-born populations from local censuses and surveys all over the world, and they use this data to estimate migration patterns between more than 200 countries and localities. By their estimate, the population of American-born people abroad sat at what? We have 330 million people who live here. They found 2.8 million Americans living abroad. There are some as surveys that are done by other organizations like the Federal Voting Assistance Program that show that it could be as many as 4 million people. It's still less than 1% of Americans actually live abroad. Doesn't mean they're not moving around. But where are they moving? They're moving from Democratic states to Republican states, big time. How much big time? We'll tell you coming up on The Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It's going to be days before many Southwest Airlines travelers get to their destinations. Meantime, Southwest CEO is apologizing, saying they're doing everything they can to return to a normal operation.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway, and we're optimistic to be back on track before next week. We have some real work to do in making this right.
Folks on the West Coast from California up through Washington are being hit with heavy rain, wind, and mountain snow this week. Atmospheric rivers will be driving moisture from Washington down to California throughout Wednesday. The storms have already resulted in a large number of power outages, and flash flooding remains a concern. President Biden is continuing his vacation in the Virgin Islands. Tim Berg, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved show, you've heard of the term voting with your feet. It's a term that was initiated by Mao Zedong, where basically he thought that people were voting for his Communist Party because they were fleeing devastation in other parts of China and coming over to his side. And that was before he killed 75 million of them. And yes, that is a real number that is used in most of the Mao biographies. But let's leave that alone. Americans have been voting with their feet. They have been voting with their livelihoods, with their families, with their futures, making a huge commitment when they left one state and moved to another. Because far more than immigration from foreign countries, the total, when they look at the population figures in the United States, and you talk about some of the foreign nationals who have left the United States, and always do, to leave the United States, go back to where they came from or go somewhere else, and the new foreign nationals who come into the United States as immigrants, either illegal or legal, it's barely more than a million extra people who have come here from abroad. But there are millions and millions who go from one state to another. And the most common movement is from California to Florida. And what's so funny about this is I was going to do a piece, and then these numbers come out, which undermines everything about this analysis. It's an analysis by Gianna Malillo in The Hill, under the heading, Why Are Californians So Happy? And my answer is, if Californians really are so happy, then why are so many of them leaving California? The net domestic population migration, the number of people who left California for some other state in the union, as opposed to the number of people who moved to California from some other state in the union, is 343,000. It's a lot of people who've given up on what they used to call the California dream. Wall Street Journal writes, Texas and Florida make up about 15% of the U.S. population, but they accounted for 70% of its population growth in 2022. Those two states. Now, what do those two states have in common? The answer is obvious. They have a number of things in common. It's compared to some other parts of the country, it's relatively moderate weather. I know it's sickeningly hot in parts of Texas and in Florida during the summertime, but when you compare it to what's going on in Buffalo right now, but much more importantly, those two states are conservative. They have overwhelmingly Republican legislatures, Republican state officers. Florida is now past Texas because the popularity of Governor DeSantis has passed Texas as the biggest conservative bastion in the country, with the Florida legislature overwhelmingly Republican in both houses and basically people winning up and down the ballot for the Republican Party in the Sunshine State. The Texas and Florida, 15% of the population, 70% of population growth in the past year. That's one of the revealing facts in the Census Bureau's annual assessment of U.S. migration released last week. The biggest news is that the exodus from progressive-led states hasn't slowed, even as COVID lockdowns eased. The U.S. population grew by about 1.2 million between July of 2021 and July of 2022, with foreign immigration accounting for a million of the total. Yet the Census Bureau found that some states still lost population because migration to other states far exceeded their foreign immigration. California lost 343,000 people, New York lost 299,000 people, and Illinois 141,000 people. Those are the three big losers. They lost the most residents to other states, but New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Oregon, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Louisiana were also big losers. Okay, who were the number one losers? And I'll do it from number one down to number 10. And it's just shocking. California, New York, Illinois, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Louisiana, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Minnesota. Now, some of those states, like Minnesota and Pennsylvania, have gone back and forth between liberal Democratic governors and some conservative governors who have served there. Maryland had Larry Hogan, who was a great governor. They now elected Wes Moore, a very liberal Democrat. But if you look at those states that have lost population, every single one of them at the moment, take a look, has a Democratic governor and overwhelmingly Democratic legislatures. Louisiana doesn't have an overwhelmingly Democratic legislature, but has a Democratic governor. And then you compare that to the top 10 states gaining population that people are moving to. And I know people who have moved to Texas. I know people who moved to Florida from here. The Pacific Northwest used to be growing population, partially because Washington is the only blue state that has no state income tax. And so help me, we're going to fight like tigers together with the Washington Policy Council to prevent the Democrats from trying to impose a crippling state income tax and harming the economy. But again, here are the top growth states, and it's Florida number one, Texas number two, then North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Arizona, Idaho, Alabama, and Oklahoma. Now, what does this say about economic dynamism? Where are all these folks going? the people who are leaving states like Minnesota and Massachusetts. Mostly, writes the Wall Street Journal, to states with lower taxes, more affordable housing, and a higher standard of living. Florida drew the most newcomers, followed by Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, etc., etc. Texas ranked first in overall population growth. One new trend is the migration, listen to this, from the Pacific Northwest. Between 2010 and 2020, Washington State drew 371,000 newcomers from other states. This past year, it lost, well, just barely, but lost 3,580, the first loss in a decade. But because of a big increase in foreign immigration, Washington still gained population. One possible culprit, they say in the journal, is the spiraling public disorder in cities such as, bingo, Seattle, Portland, and Denver. Most Americans, regardless of their politics, don't want to live, let alone raise their children, where homeless people camp on the sidewalks and the whiff of skunk weed is impossible to escape. And no, they're not going to change their minds because they put up new legal heroin shooting sites downtown, which is one of the priorities for Democrats locally in this particular city. It's ridiculous. The people have memories of what happened in Portland during 2020. What happened in the city of Seattle with CHOP, the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, remember that? Or CHAZ, it was later called, Autonomous Zone. This is not a way to draw people to your city. I was looking again at the graffiti today, which has exploded everywhere downtown. What is it about progressive ideas that makes the places that are ruled by those ideas so much less habitable? We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael MedVed Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved show, the fact that California trails every other state in terms of people who are getting out of Dodge, who are leaving California, going somewhere else, and that Florida leads every state, and by far, in terms of people moving to Florida. Could it have something to do with the fact that Florida doesn't have an income tax, that Florida has low taxes generally, that they have, thank you, Jeb Bush, by the way, one of the closest things to real educational choice that we have in any state in the union. They also have progress like that in Arizona that was made by the great and underrated Governor Doug Ducey. But the fact is that when people are talking about, well, this is going to end up being a Newsom-DeSantis race, Does Gavin Newsom really want to talk about how well California is doing when there are so many Californians? My wife, when we left California, and we did in 1996, my wife is a fifth generation. For a long time. Her grandfather started the first Jewish newspaper in Southern California and worked at that paper for 30 years, 40 years, a long time. It was his paper. In any event, the idea of the California dream, there's an effort to sort of restore or polish or burnish the California dream a little bit. Over at the Hill website, where the story says, Californians' high quality of life helps push the state to the top of happiness rankings. Greater wealth, good physical and mental health, and interpersonal relationships play a role in residents' overall happiness. California boasts the highest life expectancy in the country. Now, we just did on the show different levels of life expectancy, and that's simply not true. The Hawaii or the state of Washington were at least 2 months ago, they had a higher life expectancy than California. Nonetheless, they say in the Hill, California cities and the state itself consistently rank among the happiest in the nation. A recent smart asset analysis deemed Sunnyvale, California, the happiest city in the country, while five other cities in the state also made the top 10. a separate Wallet Hub list ranked California the seventh happiest state in the country, and the website also ranked six cities in the state among the top 10 happiest in its own analysis. By the way, none of those California cities that rank high in happiness appear to be Los Angeles or San Francisco. And the idea that this is coming out at precisely the same time that the numbers, which don't lie, show that thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people have left California. This is the first time since statehood, the first time since statehood that California has not gained a new seat in Congress. And it's because of the stalling in the population growth. Because there are a lot of families that are not having kids. Their family formation is not great in the Golden State. And then again, and there are far more people who are choosing to move from California to another state than the people who are choosing to move to the Golden State. The Wall Street Journal, again, says it's notable that the population outflow from progressive states didn't slow after lockdowns eased and many employers called workers back to the office. Mortgage interest rates increased, making it more expensive to buy a home everywhere, not just in progressive cities. Democratic governors can't blame bad weather. All of Illinois' neighbors, except Michigan, gained population. Those are neighbors like Indiana and Ohio, Republican states again. And the contrast between California and Florida is particularly striking and instructive. Governor Gavin Newsom this summer ran ads in Florida urging residents to join us in California, where we still believe in freedom. While women in California are free to have an abortion on demand, they can't choose where their children go to school. They can in Florida, at least more so. Restaurants aren't even free to hand out plastic straws in California. Florida has no income tax, and it has an expansive private school choice program. It also doesn't smother businesses with regulation. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis doesn't have to run ads in progressive states. The Sunshine State sells itself. And concerning Ron DeSantis, there's a new analysis about where he stands politically and what the future is going to mean for 2023, setting him up to the widely anticipated run for the presidency. And one of the points that they make is that right now they have and again, I think it's an advantage, is in Florida, the state legislature is not a permanent body. It doesn't just sit there all year long with the highest salaries, which are paid by the California legislature. And the California legislature is like the Congress of the United States. It's there all the time. They have a 60-day legislative session in Florida. And what they say in the Sarasota Herald Tribune, they say DeSantis had a big year in 2022, winning re-election in a blowout, but 2023 could be the year that makes or breaks his presidential aspirations. How DeSantis navigates Trump, who already has started attacking him, and how he executes in his job as Florida's chief executive in the face of intense national scrutiny will determine if he can maintain his momentum for a presidential bid. Trump can talk about changing the country. DeSantis can sign bills into law and take a range of other executive actions as governor. But this local newspaper in Sarasota points out that he has one problem, which he successfully passed a moderate abortion reform that basically banned abortion after 15 weeks of gestation. And why is that moderate? Well, because it means that 95% of all abortions that are performed take place in those first 15 weeks, so that'd still be permitted. There are strong pro-lifers in the state, now DeSantis has not committed himself on this, who want a new reform in Florida to make it 6 weeks, not 15 weeks, and that after 6 weeks all abortions would be banned except for protecting the life of the mother, and I believe for rape or incest, but who knows? Who knows what the legislature is going to come up with? The real test for DeSantis may be in March, writes the paper in Sarasota, when the Florida legislature begins its annual 60-day legislative session. DeSantis packed a lot in those 60 days in 2022, passing a 15-week abortion ban, a bill targeting how race is taught in schools, and another outlawing teaching about gender identity or sexual orientation to younger grades in public schools. A pair of national surveys released in December by USA Today, Suffolk University, and the Wall Street Journal both showed DeSantis ahead of Trump with GOP primary voters by double digits. And Trump has complained about the accuracy of the polling on his Truth Social platform. Of course he did. DeSantis is largely ignoring Trump's criticism so far. It's a strategy that some believe DeSantis should maintain as long as he can in the hopes that Trump continues to self-destruct. They bring up the idea that Trump's sinking poll numbers came amid a disastrous campaign rollout plagued by controversies, including a dinner at Mar-a-Lago with a notorious white nationalist, a statement calling for the termination of the Constitution, and teasing a major announcement that turned out to be an effort to make money by selling a collection of non-fungible tokens or NFT trading cards. Well, he made a bunch of money on that. Meanwhile, what about the era of peace? Who is a messenger of peace in today's world? We will get to that, and what do people look for in an ideal president for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.